Unit 5 is adding a full-time mental health counselor at Normal West.
We are now collaborating with experts in the field of mental health to provide that service within our high schools.
That's Superintendent Mark Daniel. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, July 11th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the Unit 5 school board last night voting to expand a collaborative agreement with Chestnut Health Systems to bring a full-time mental health counselor to Normal West High School. WGLT's Mary Cullen has the story.
The counselor will provide services including drug treatment, individual and group counseling, family support, and a connection to local agencies and resources. Normal Community piloted the program in the spring, and District Superintendent Mark Daniel says the school has already seen it benefit students.
We want healthy students, both physically and mentally. So therefore, we are now collaborating with experts in the field of mental health to provide that service within our high schools.
Daniel says the Chestnut Health clinician adds mental health expertise to the school's already existent intervention teams. He says sometimes students are referred to guidance counselors, but the students' needs are outside the realm of their expertise, like handling extreme depression and suicide.
We're wanting to improve mental health, so this is now the liaison between a school system and mental health providers.
Daniel says the school's guidance counselors are already overwhelmed and are not trained to address mental health needs. He says these professionals through Chestnut fill that gap. Daniel says it may not address all mental health needs, but builds on the county's action to expand and streamline programs. The Chestnut clinicians will provide year-round service at no additional cost to students. The district will pay each clinician $25,000 a year, and Daniel says it's more than worth it.
Right now, that cost is so minimal for us. It's unbelievable.
Chestnut Health Systems picks up the rest of the tab. Daniel says if the program continues to go well and the district sees a greater need, he hopes to expand the number of clinicians in all Unit 5 schools. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Woodford County Coroner has identified 48-year-old Jeffrey Bryant of Danville as the man who was killed in yesterday's fiery crash on I-74 in eastern Woodford County. State police have since reopened the highway overnight. Federal public defenders introduced 7 character witnesses in the sentencing phase of Brent Christensen's murder trial in Peoria. Jurors will decide whether Christensen will receive the death penalty or spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang. And Bloomington Normal kids are spending the week simulating working in microgravity on the International Space Station with help from the pool at Normal West. It's a program offered through Heartland's Challenger Learning Center. Find these stories and more at WGLT.org. One of the best-known musical duos in Bloomington Normal is releasing a new album this week called Love is a Weapon. Stone and Snow, a.k.a. Karen Bridges and Clint Thompson, will host a release party tonight at the Howard Hall in downtown Bloomington. WGLT correspondent Steve Fast previews their new work and learns what brought their voices together.
The Bloomington-based singer-songwriter duo Stone and Snow have been making music together for about 7 years. The core of their sound comes from a close vocal harmony that shows off the talents of singer-keyboardist Karen Bridges and singer-guitarist Clint Thompson. Despite the now seamless blend of their voices, prior to forming the group, they didn't know each other.
One of us, we can't remember, had an ad on the Craigslist Musicians Classifieds. Just responded to that, and
I put an ad out there. He responded to it. He was the first one,
that's
so
right.
He got dibs.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't long after that, and we were, you know, kind of share some of the music that we both like to listen to, and we were definitely both you know, listening to a lot of folk music. I think that's probably what we were coming together most on.
Americana.
Americana, yeah.
It's been so long now, I don't remember.
I know, yeah.
It was so long ago, people used Craigslist.
I know. They don't do that anymore.
So much of what you do is dependent on both of your voices and how your voices sound together. So was that something that clicked right away?
She had me do exercises, you know, because she was trying to figure out what my range was, you know. She needed to know that.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So I'm, you know, usually incapable of coming up with my own harmony parts. So now that she knows my range, she can say, here, I made a recording of the part that you'll sing. Yeah. And then, you know, and then that works really well for me. So
I'm classically trained, so it was easier for me to be like, let me just figure out what you can do, and I'll come up with that for you, and let's give it a go. But I think it's just time, and just, it wasn't there right away.
Oh, no.
I mean, it takes a long time singing together to sync up.
So how did the writing come along?
I don't think I had anything except maybe a random, you know, couple of guitar chords that I put together, but I don't really recall having anything prepared. I remember
you had Appaloosa. You had you had written that, and that's a song that we kind of reinvented and is on the new album.
That's right.
How old is that song?
Oh gosh, probably. It was already pretty well written.
It was already
written. Yeah, I already wrote that. 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't do anything with it really until, you know, we recorded it on our first EP, and then we've revamped it several years later.
Annapolis is a horse, right?
Yeah. So sometimes just random things will pop into your head, you know, when you're trying to, maybe, you know, you're not even trying to think of a song, or you've got a melody you're humming in your head and you're just trying to use random words. And I think that word just kind of came out, you know, naturally. I've always really liked those horses. Those were always my favorite horse when I grew up, you know, around family that had horses. So I don't know, I just felt like it came out naturally. So it then became a thing, a symbolic thing in the song.
Read or listen to the rest of this story right now at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the City of Bloomington has scheduled a public meeting for later today to gather feedback on a proposal to add bike lanes along Route 9. IDOT's plan calls for nearly 3 miles of additional bike lanes from West Market Street to East Empire. The meeting is from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Bloomington City Hall. If you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa flash briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.